Yeah, I think obviously we didn't bowl too well. We batted all right, I think, on a wicket that wasn't that great to start on. But, yeah, we showed character, what we've shown the whole tournament, I think. Bringing it back with the ball through the middle stages, and then obviously Chrissy Russell at the death doing what he does.
I mean, you've got some decent scores. That's your highest score. You really got in tonight.
Yeah, I think I've got a couple of starts, which I've been happy and disappointed with pretty much. You know, I haven't sort of kicked on and got that score, and, you know, it's something that I've been working on. And tonight I just, you know, I kicked on and got a decent score, and it was really good to contribute to a winning performance.
Darryl Mitchell there at the end. I mean, is that the plan? You kind of bat around Darryl at the moment. He plays the solid innings.
Yeah, I think that's the way he plays. Obviously, he's a great player, but not a massive hitter of the ball. So, although he does strike the ball well towards the end when he's in. So, if we bat around him with the quality of batters that we've got in our team around, that we can hit the ball over the ropes. And, he's done it a couple of times now. And, he lays a really good foundation for us.
Did you think you got enough there?
Yeah, I thought so. You know, when I was batting with Darryl, sort of halfway through that partnership, I thought maybe 150 would be an okay score. And then we sort of kicked on and did really well to get to where we did. And, you know, credit to them. I think they batted all right too. But, you know, if we're brutally honest with ourselves, you know, we didn't really start that well. And I think in 2020 it's all about momentum. So once you start and you get off to a good start, then you can carry on through the middle. So, you know, we've done it a couple of times, bringing it back through the middle and then finishing it towards the death. So, long may it continue.
Yeah, I mean, you're a confident bunch of guys these days in this competition. Five on the trot. Never happened before for Worcestershire.
Yeah, well, it's nice to get a couple of wins, obviously a couple of close wins as well. So, you know, the other hand, if it goes the other way, it's hard to get back into the tournament. So, you know, we're sitting pretty well on the table now. So if we can just get a couple of more wins and secure that home semi, I think that'll be the first time for the club. So if we can do that, that'll be brilliant.
You're enjoying it. It's a bit strange, isn't it? Because you only play, unless there's a doubleheader at the weekend, sometimes you only play once a week.
Yeah, I am enjoying it. It's a different sort of pressure playing as sort of an overseas pro. And, you know, obviously to have Saeed Ajmal on the team, you know, he's going to win a lot more games than I am because he's obviously a world-class player. So to try and live up to that sort of expectation sometimes is kind of hard. So, you know, you've got to cherish tonight, nice luck tonight when you've done well with both bat on board to a winning performance. So it is tough playing once a week. So I've asked the club if I can play some seconds cricket during the week. So, you know, I'll play some wild ball stuff for the twos against Glamorgan on Monday and then have a bit of a rest. And then my wife, Terry, comes over Wednesday, which will be nice. And then that'll give me some time just to get away from cricket for a little while through the week and do some travelling around England.
Yeah. You're starting to behave yourself now for a few weeks, have you?
Yep. So I've got to behave myself. You know, it's good bunch of lads, obviously. And, you know, they look after me pretty well. So, you know, I'm pretty happy where I am at the moment.